Houston and Detroit getting together to start a series Monday from Minute Maid Park. Michael Fulmer starting for the Tigers, Brad Peacock for the Astros. The Astros will get all the runs they need in this game in the bottom of the first. Jose Altuve is up with one down and a man on first, facing Fulmer.
There goes Springer, ball on the ground, base hit, pass Castellanos down the third baseline. Springer around third, he will score easily. Jose Altuve with an RBI double, and the Astros on the board 1-0.
He gets a changeup. Jose gets a changeup. 3-2 by Fulmer. He's a little bit out in front, but how many times have we seen Jose pepper that third base line with the ball? Rolls all the way down to the corner. With Springer's speed, he was going on the pitch. There is absolutely no play at the plate. And the Astros are able to break the ice first.
Houston leading Detroit 2-1. We're watching Brad Peacock in his first start of the year. He has been very impressive through three. And he gets another strikeout, getting Alex Avila. That is 6 strikeouts in the game. He's gotten Avila twice.
Here comes J.D. Martinez. Here's the 0-2. Breaking ball, got him. Tip that into the glove of Evan Gattis. 7 strikeouts for Brad Peacock through 4 innings.
He's only given up 1 hit through 4. Let's see if he can nurse this lead through 5.
3-2, foul tip caught by Evan Gattis. Strikeout number 8. Peacock has struck out 8 of the 15 batters he has faced. And A.J. Hinch with a 70 pitch total on Brad Peacock is going to go out and get him. He deserves and should receive a nice hand from this crowd after that outing.
Did an outstanding job in a spot start situation. 70 pitches. He's going to be a little sore tomorrow, but A.J.'s giving him a good talking to and thanking him for a job well done.
In comes Chris Devenski. Brad Peacock, quite a start tonight. Ball into the air in center field. Shallow, Springer comes on and makes another great play. George Springer putting together a highlight reel in this homestand.
1-0, top of the ninth. Ken Giles in for the save.
Giles 1-1, tied for third in the AL with 11 saves and 12 chances. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on a high fastball, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros in their 3-game skid and in the first big league team, the 30 wins, defeating the Detroit Tigers tonight 1-0. 4 pitchers combining on a 1-hitter.
The Astros get a bounce back win after being swept by the Indians over the weekend, a 1-0 Monday win over the Tigers. Here's Houston manager A.J. Hinch.
Yeah, he did. That was an excellent effort. And production, I mean, everything you could ask for going into the game, I think he exceeded just by being able to get into the fifth is one thing. Get into the fifth with all those punch outs and really keeping the game under control is another. And then on top of that, it's a 1-run game. I mean, that's pretty special performance out of him and exactly what we needed. Yeah, no, I mean, I told him I wanted to go out and tell him. I mean, you get to the fifth inning, and everybody knows. Like, everybody, you know, knows that there's an anxiousness to getting the win. He'd pitched well enough, and I know nowadays wins are sort of what they are, right? But to a pitcher, it matters. And I wanted to let him know I was doing what was in the best interest of him and in the best interest of the team. You know, bringing in Devenski shows exactly where I think the game is. And I wanted to tell him I was proud of him. I wanted to say, like, look, you did everything that we asked tonight. You stepped up and did. And for that moment, for the infielders to come in, be able to pat him on the rear end and say good job, have him walk off the field. That's what I said. These guys put everything into their outing. So especially tonight, I know it meant a lot to Brad. He wanted to be a starter in the spring. He's done exceptionally well in the bullpen, and then stepping up big for his team is a good day. I like that start. I mean, that doesn't happen very often against these three hitters. I felt like he was very calm and under control. You know, he started the game in the stretch, which is unique for starting a game. He wanted to go out of the stretch like he'd been as a reliever for the whole year, and then it just looked like he had a little extra and made pitches. You know, he just did a really good job of pitching, and he used all 4 of his pitches. He competed very well. So, I always feel good when he's pitching. He's had a really good season. He just had never been pitching in the first inning this year. But I was very comfortable with him.
Tuesday, Lance McCullers Jr. takes the mound for the Astros, facing Jordan Zimmermann of Detroit.